Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rivera. Avila reaches second base with a double. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Avila moves to third. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive towards short. Strickland catches it and throws to first to double up Fox. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn bunts in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain strikes out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Westlake. Lawler reaches second base with a double. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera takes first base on ball four. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik takes first base on ball four. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Avila bunts towards the mound. Pierce fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Westlake reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Rosen is walked intentionally. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mealy throws the ball into Fox, who tags Doby trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Westlake scores. Rosen moves to third. It's 3-0, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 1 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 0 in the game. Glynn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Krusnik hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-1 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to third. Westlake moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Westlake moves to third. Rosen moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Strickland takes first base on ball 4. Westlake scores. Rosen moves to third. Doby moves to second. It's 5-2, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Consuegra for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 2 in the game. Feller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fox fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 2 in the game. Mealy strikes out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. Fain strikes out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krasnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 0 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rivera hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Rocky Krasnick. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Boyd moves to second. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox too. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Boyd now playing left field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealy's covering, for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 3 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 3 in the game. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Feller moves to second. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 0 for 3 in the game. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 3 in the game. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Westlake strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to third. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. With three walks. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rosen scores. Doby moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 3 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Doby moves to third. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doby scores. Strickland moves to second. It's 8-2, Indians. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 4 in the game. Feller hits a fly ball into left field. Boyd settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rivera hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wilson pinch hits for Mike Fornelius. Bill Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson strikes out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boyd hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rivera moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Boyd moves to second. It's 8-3, Indians. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.